Many saints, they all carry the cross and follow the Lord. 那么使徒 decade, it seems that this truth was started to be dim.
所以这一次呢，就让我们在这里能聚集大家的思想，这个问题，我觉得是非常重要。
So this time, when the Lord allowed us to gather here and to meditate on this truth, I think this is very important.
我们讲过，在使徒保罗的这些信息的里面。
We have already mentioned that in the epistles of Paul.
他让我们看见，在侍奉上面来讲，我们天然的人有几个大的障碍。
And he emphasized that in service there are several important obstacles in our natural man.
我们第一天下午就讲到，那个最大的障碍就是我们天然的气。
And the first afternoon we mentioned that the greatest obstacle is our natural self.
昨天下午我们讲到这个世界的智慧。
And yesterday afternoon we talked about the wisdom of the world.
今天下午呢，我们要讲到。 在神百姓中间这个隔断的墙
And this afternoon we want to emphasize this dividing wall in the people of God.
我们知道这些都是今天在侍奉上面的很大的一些的难题。
We know that these are the great obstacles in service to God today.
如果我们仔细读这个以弗所书第二章的时候
If you read carefully.
我们看见十字架的救恩啊，在我们的身上有两面的拯救。
And we see that the salvation of the cross has worked in us in two respects.
第一方面的拯救呢，
In the first respect,
可以说是它解决我们人与神之间的问题。
It solved the problem between us men and God.
它把我们从仇敌的手中拯救回来。
Delivered us from the hands of the enemies.
同时转变我们里面的心智。
It also changed our character inside.
我们人本来是属于神的。
And we originally belong to God.
但是撒旦的把一点东西种在人里面之后呢，人就变成属于撒旦。
But then Satan planted something inside of man. Then man seems to belong to Satan.
所以就有弟兄们解释说，这个好像变成一个根基上面的一个转移。
So some brothers interpret this as it's a translation of roots.
现在呢，主耶稣基督十字架救恩呢，再把我们从仇敌可以工作的根基呢，转到神可以工作的根基上。
Now the salvation of the cross now would translate us back from the hands of the enemy to the hand or the foundation of God.
我想这个是我们今天所有蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都很清楚，这是主给我们极宝贵的救恩。
And I believe this is precious salvation. I believe this is something that we who have been saved are very clear about.
但是在以弗所书里面呢，还有另外一半。
But there is another half in the epistle to the Ephesians.
讲到十字架解决我们人与人之间的问题。
It also talks about how the cross resolves the problems between man and man.
所以当你读这些经文的时候，你发现似乎解决神与人之间的问题还比较容易。
But then when we read the scripture, we find that it seems easier to actually resolve the problem between God and man.
但是解决人与人之间的问题呢，这个似乎是更困难的一个点。
But it seems to be even more difficult to resolve the problem between man and man.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
十字架，人就可以解决人与人之间的问题。
The cross still resolves or solves the problem between man and man.
保罗呢，说到这个人与人之间的问题呢，这就是一个墙的问题。
And when Paul refers to this problem, Paul says, Paul call it a matter of dividing wall.
我们知道这个教会历史的演变。
And when we look at the history of the church,
神的儿女们呢？ 在地上呢，因着各式各样不同的原因而分门别类。
Children of God on earth were divided into different divisions for various reasons.
那我呢，称它做是一个形式上的一个问题，一个 form 的问题。
Now I call it as a matter of form, problem of form.
那么这个 form 是怎么形成的呢？
How was the form formed?
有我们的习惯。
There's our habits,
还有传统
tradition.
Amendment, 这些都造成很多的墙垣。
So that causes a lot of walls.
所以神的儿女们就被拘束在一个一个的这个范围的里面。
So that the children of God are confined in various, under, surrounded by various walls.
所以教会的合一成了一个很大的问题。
So there is a great difficulty of the unity in the church.
那么除了这些外表上的一些分别之外，
Now in addition to these divisions outward,
我们就是在同一个聚会的里面，我们也有很多的墙垣。
Even within the same assembly, same church, there are a lot of walls.
这就是昨天弟兄们呢用这个诗篇133篇所解释。
So that's how some brothers explain this matter from Psalm 133. There it says how good and how pleasant to see brethren dwell together in unity. And sometimes you see God's children and they seem to be good to each other, but they would not willing to dwell together.
那么有的同居呢不和睦。
And some they dwell together, but they don't have peace.
我们就发现这普遍的这些现象真实的百姓当中。
And this phenomenon is actually very common.
也就是姊妹们，这个就是什么？ 这就是因为人与人之间所造成的矛盾。
Brothers and sisters, this is the difficulty between men among men.
我们总的来讲就是一个形式的问题。
In general, it seems to be a matter of the form.
你知道有一件事很有趣的。
One thing interesting.
好多年前有一个从中国大陆来的一对年轻夫妇。
And years ago, there was a young couple coming from mainland China.
他听了很长一段时间的这个福音。
And they heard the gospel for a long time.
心里很受感动。
And they were moved inside.
但是一直不肯信。
But they were not willing to accept the
Lord. 后来我就问他们，你为什么不信？
Then we asked, why are you accepting the Lord?
他说，在我里面有个形式的问题。
He said, in me, there is a problem.
他说：“你们这个聚会的形式太像我们那个中国大陆啊，这个毛泽东所带的那一个形式。”
He said that the form, the way you meet, it looks so much like the way that we meet under Mao Zedong.
他们早请吃晚汇报。
In the morning there is gathered together, and at night they have to report.
就是我们看的时候看见那些。 中国人下的毛泽东的像祷告，很像你们的祷告。
And they say that in China, when people pay homage to Mao Zedong's image, it looks like your prayer too.
你们有小组读经，很像我们那个什么小组，叫什么？我不晓得小组讨论什么。
And you have this Bible study, and it's just very much like us. We have these small discussion groups.
他说我曾经上过一次当。 我不能再上第二次。
He says, I was betrayed once. I don't want to be betrayed again.
我很诧异啊。
And I was so amazed.
我们都看见这个形式是个无形的东西，确实很具体。
And now this formality is something that actually is very concrete.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个形式的问题，这是今天在教会的合一问题上面一个很重大的一个问题。
And this formality causes a big problem. This matter of unity in the church. We know that in early churches, the biggest forms, the biggest division, one is the Jews, the other is the Gentiles. Now these two different forms or groups, they cannot mix together. The Jews, even when they believed in Lord Jesus, after they believe in Lord Jesus, they still are controlled by this traditional walls. Galatians chapter 2.
当彼得有一天被一些外邦人请去家里在那吃饭。
When Peter was invited by the Gentiles to some family,
这彼得已经蒙了很多年了。
And Peter has accepted the Lord many years.
因为那个时候保罗都已经得救。
And Paul at that time,
保罗都已经开始侍奉主。
And Paul started to serve the Lord.
你看，彼得是一个真正跟随过主耶稣基督的人。
Peter has 外邦人邀请到家里面吃饭。So he accepted the invitation by the Gentiles to eat with them.
我们不晓得他那天吃什么。
We don't know what they eat.
但是我想这个外邦人呢，一看把这个托竖起来，那一定是非常丰盛的宴席。
And the Gentiles, but the Gentiles they have invited this the apostle. They must have prepared a good feast.
这是盛情的款待，对不对？
It must be very, very elaborate.
而彼得当然吃得很高兴。
So Peter was happily eating.
正在吃的时候
，while they eat,
忽然听说从雅各那里有人来了。
Then suddenly the word came that there are people from James.
我想这个彼得啊，这个饭还在口里呢。
Now Peter, when he was still eating,
马上站起来就躲开了。
And he stood up and walked away.
结果呢，巴拿巴水火传讲。
And the Barnabas assimilated.
巴拿巴是个人是神恩典的。
Barnabas knew the grace of the Lord.
但是在那里有一种无形的压力。
But then there was an unspoken pressure.
只不过是雅各来那个人呢，看到就吓成这个样子。
There was someone coming from James, and they were so scared.
感谢主，
他们 thank the Lord.
那个年轻的保罗
，the young Paul,
刚刚被主兴起来。
He was just raised by the Lord.
他知道真理
，he knew the truth.
知道彼得这个所做这件事情呢，不是一件外面的错误。
And he knew that what Peter did was not just an error. It's not an outside error, an exterior error.
这不是一个小小的错误
，not a small thing。
因为这件事情呢，影响我们主的救恩的真理。
Because this one has to do with the truth of the gospel。
所以保罗很勇敢地站起来。
So Paul with courage stood up。
就当众人的面，那么在这里指着彼得。
In the face of everyone, he pointed out the error in Peter。
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得当时保罗只是一个年轻的弟兄。
Friends, sisters, Paul was a young brother.
他还没有像我们今天说领受的，他是一个成熟的一个使徒。
And he was not yet what we call a very mature apostle as we know today.
所以要保罗站起来指责彼得是非常不容易的一件事。
So for Paul to stand up to actually point out the error in Peter, that's very difficult.
那个时候彼得的声望那是何等的高啊！
Peter has a very high reputation.
但是保罗知道是关乎真理的问题。
Paul knew this has to do with the truth of the gospel.
站起来当面的抵挡他。
So he stood up and opposed him in the face.
并且重新一次把耶稣基督钉十字架的故事告诉彼得。
So he proclaimed once again the story of our Lord Jesus being crucified.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道这个形式的问题。在人的里面呢，产生这个影响是多么的厉害。
So, brothers and sisters, you see the matter, this matter of formality, how it influences men.
所以这两天我们弟兄一再的在那里强调。
So these couple of days, our brothers emphasize again and again.
到底主耶稣基督钉十字架为我们做了多少？这恐怕到勇士里面呢，我们都恐怕很难以完全明白。
Now, what the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus has done?Us. It seems to be something that even when we see the Lord in eternity, we will not understand.
Why understand? 人堕落之后
，the after man fall，
我们这个人真是麻烦多多。
And there are so much troubles with us.
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们跟神之间的关系上有很多的麻烦。
Not only there are many troubles between us and God.
教会与教会之间，圣徒与圣徒之间，这个麻烦更是不得了的。
Among churches.And among brothers and sisters, there are troubles.
所以难怪保罗说啊，神借着十字架拯救我们，这是神的智慧。
No wonder Paul says it is God's wisdom to deliver us by the cross.
今天早晨，我想将弟兄把这个合一的这个道讲得非常的清楚。
And this morning, our brother Stephen has explained this unity very clearly.
我们年长弟兄也告诉我。这个聚会经过二十年。
Our brother has already told us also that this particular conference has been going on for 20 years.
我们弟兄们把无数的圣经话语里面关于启示的这个真理摆在这个特会的里面。
And our brothers have explained the revelation in the Word of God from the different times and different ways.
所以早晨我听见你们讲到一面，真是很受感动，另外一面心情很沉重。
So when I was hearing what our brother was speaking this morning, on one hand I was moved, on the other hand my heart feel very heavy.
弟兄姊妹们，合一的道容易听啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to hear this word of unity.
合一的实行是多么的困难。
The practice of unity is so difficult.
有多少人愿意真正的能够活在十字架的这个原则里面？
How many people are willing to live in the principle of the cross?
求主怜悯我们。
So we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我实在感觉我们在主跟前有太多的失败和软弱。
I really feel that we have so much failure and weakness before the Lord.
我们晓得今天在整个地上的教会里面，
today, of the churches on earth today,
也有很多的人，他们都知道教会需要合一。
Many people realize that the church needs to have oneness.
尤其这些年，我们看见在各处的很多人推动所谓的合一运动。
And actually, you see, there are many places people actually have some movement of oneness, of unity.
但是我们知道，圣经给我们看见这个合一啊。
The Bible tells us that this unity
它必须建立在两个重要的一个基础上面，
has to be established on two foundations.
如果不在这两个重要的基础上面，
if it's not on these two foundations,
那个外面外表上的合一是一个假象，不是真的。
The outward unity is just a false picture, not real.
所以第一个必须建立在启示上面。
So the first, it has to be established on revelation.
因为这个合一是神所要做的事情。
Because unity is what God wants to do.
所以我们必须按照神的心意里面那个合一来合一。
So we have to have oneness according to the heart of God.
如果不是按照神所要的那种情况的那个合一，
if we try to get a oneness not according to the heart of God,
我们没有看见基督身体的那个真实意义，
then we will not see the true meaning of the body of Christ.
我们很难达到这种。
Not be able to attain unity.
第二个重要的根基，
the second important part
is
the cross.
我们晓得主耶稣基督是借着他的身体啊，在十字架上裂开，成就这个合一。
We know that our Lord Jesus, his body was broken on the cross, and that attains unity.
刚才我们读的圣经，我想已经是非常的清楚的告诉我们。
The scripture we just read very clearly tells us.
这告诉我们，如果 不认识十字架，
if we do not know the cross,
不实行十字架，
if we do not walk in the cross,
根本就不可能有合一。
It is not possible to have unity.
我们晓得今天在地上教会有一个情况，就是大家努力的来做所谓联合的工作。
Today, in the churches on earth, they try very, very hard to try to unite.
我觉得这个过去这些年对我们实在是一个很大的困惑。
And it was actually a puzzle to many of us in the past few years.
但是如果你清楚真理的话呢？
But if you are true, but you're clear about the truth,
是我们是需要这个往合一的这个方向走的。
For sure, we need to go in the direction of unity.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们又不能在这个好像不再是真理的这个启示的范围里面，大家来做外表上的这种工作。
But it is useless to have external uniting work outside of the truth of God.
所以这是一个今天我们在所谓侍奉上所碰见的一个，有的时候觉得我们叫困扰。
So sometimes it is a puzzling question when we serve God.
我们愿意和所有神的百姓们通通在一起。
We are willing to be with God's children.
我想这次我们的聚会可能弟兄姊妹来自不同的背景，
And this time when we meet, indeed, our brothers and sisters come from different backgrounds, different groups. We have to pray to the Lord that he has
grace, and
we truly understand the meaning of oneness. And we ask the Lord to help us that through the cross we can abandon ourselves so that we can have unity.
我们知道今天呢，教会的这个形式的问题。
We know that
这个。
Michael actually was not very popular.
所以那次呢，他们把我请到那个聚会里面去交通啊。
So that time when they asked me to fellowship in that meeting,
哇，我一进去感觉那气氛很严肃。
And when I went in, I felt that the atmosphere is very heavy.
虽然没有，你副总说的讲这里面充满敌意啊。
And although there's no enmity as mentioned in this Ephesians,
少得很不友善。
But at least it's not friendly.
大家眼睛看着我，那个，我从来没见过他，也不认识他。
And they all stared at me. I don't know them before.
但是我一进去，他们都很紧张嘛。
But when I entered, they were all very tense.
我知道在这种气氛里边，在这交通有点困难。
And I know it's very difficult if I stand up and share.
忽然之间，圣灵在我里面提醒。Suddenly,
the Holy Spirit reminded me inside.
这些都是神的儿女。
All these are children of God.
都是我亲爱的弟兄们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我站起来，我第一句话说什么？
So I stood up. First thing I said.
我说弟兄姊妹。 我是你们的亲戚，结果我这么一讲，大家就笑了。And
then they all laughed.
一笑啊，所有这种不友善的气氛的这种感觉全部消散。And
when they laughed, all the unfriendly atmosphere disappeared.
所以下面呢，我就开始了，我就可以有点自由的交通。Then
I have some liberty to share.
弟兄姊妹们，So
brothers and sisters,
我们是与圣徒同，We
are fellow citizens.
我们是家人。
We are of the same house.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们在地上能有机会在一起。
Today we have this chance to gather.
我们必须记得，将来在永世里，我们永永远远在一起。
We have to remember that in eternity we are together.
所以在教会中间，我们不喜欢这许多的分别。
So in the church we do not like these divisions.
若是有些人在这种情况里，弟兄姊妹要用爱心。
If there are brothers and sisters who are in this condition, we have to forbear in love. And we all believe one thing. One day the Lord will return, and we will be in eternity. And we will see the brothers and sisters of all divisions in the church, in the history of the church. And that day, all these divisions, all these denomination will be gone. So today that's the same in the church.
你不要给自己立一个标签,
do not label yourself.
你就开始别的标签,
and then because of that you reject other labels.
灵恩派就派基督教派的派子的那个福音派的派子灵恩派弟兄姊妹们不要有这个倾向.
And the charismatics oppose the fundamentalists. Fundamentalists oppose the charismatics. Do not be like that.
让我们能站在十字架的这个根基上面。We
thank the Lord we can stand on the foundation of the cross.学习向自己死，learn to die to
self.学习在基督的身体里面包容所有的弟兄们。And
learn to embrace all brothers and sisters in His
body.我们知道这个是今天在教会侍奉上面最艰难、最不容易做到的一件事。And
this is one of the most difficult things in the service.
求主给我们有得胜的心智。
May the Lord give us a desire, a heart to overcome.
我想我把下面的时间呢，要留给几位弟兄们先上来做点见证。I'll
leave the time to some brothers to give a testimony.
我们讲过啊，we have said. 如果你说不出来的，不要说。
If something you feel uncomfortable and not easy to say, don't say.
不能说的也不要说。
If you know that you cannot say it, don't say it.
好，那么按照你个人的经历，我想能够把我们的故事，然后告诉弟兄姊妹，大家对于经历。
Now you can explain, you can tell the story of your own experience to us. not serve the will of God, but also we cause so much trouble to those that we serve, and also we waste their time.
这个是我们开始学习服事的一个问题，常常呢，重点在于自己的服事，没有想到那些背景事情。And
this is the problem. Oftentimes when we start to serve, we think about these problems we're serving, but not thinking about those who we are serving.
没有想到自己在浪费别人的时间，或者是耽误别人。
We have not thought about that we are actually wasting other people's time.
但是神很在意。
But God is very mindful.
所以当我们服侍主的时候，
So when we serve the Lord,
神要对付我们这些血性。
God wants to deal with the defects in us.
我自己信主之后不久，
And just for me, after I believed in the Lord, there was a desire in me, zeal in me.
我记得当时我们每一年冬天呢就有个冬令会，我们都去参加这个冬令会。
At that time, every winter there is a winter conference that we go attend the conference.
当时精力很充分。 那么晚上我们这个聚完会之后，找一些慕道友谈福音，一个晚上不睡觉。
At that time we are full of energy, and after the conference at night, we will find some gospel friends to talk for whole overnight.
讲见证，跟他这个启示福音回答问题搞了一个晚上。
And then we talk, we gave testimony, we explain the gospel, and we answer questions.
有一次也是，我就是这个花了很多时间跟一个慕道友，这个抓了一个慕道友的，一直在跟他讲。
Once I got hold of the gospel friend and talked to him continuously.
旁边有一个比我年轻的弟兄，他就跟我讲，他说你这样讲人家不会信。
And a younger brother by my side, he told me that the way you talk, nobody will believe.
当时我就觉得，我一看这个弟兄信主没有多久。
So I look at this brother, he has not been a believer longer than mine.
并且呢，很多人都觉得他是不是很有信心的人。
And many brothers actually felt that he doesn't really have a heart to pursue the Lord.
所以我当时的一个反应就是说，你凭什么可以讲？
So my response inside is, what right do you have to criticize me?
但是我里面呢，就有提醒。
But inside me there was a reminding.
不错，他的确呢是不行。Indeed,
he was no good.
那是另外一回事。
That's a different matter.
到底你讲的别人懂不懂？
But what you said, would that be understood by others?
你讲的别人真的能够信？
The way you say it, make other people believe.
这件事情提醒。
And this reminded me.
我就在里面呢挣扎了一阵子，服下来。
And there was a struggle in me for a while, and then I submitted.
我承认说，我的确，如果继续这样讲下去了，他大概不知道我讲什么东西。
And I admit, if I continue to talk this way, this gospel friend would not know what I was talking about.
但我怎么办？我现在又热心。
But what could I do? I have a zeal in me.
也有发现讲的东西，事实上也是对人没有什么帮助。
And I also immediately discovered that what I said was no help to this gospel friend.
所以呢，那个冬令会完之后呢，我就在里面的提醒我，他说你要继续。
And after this winter conference, there was inside I was reminded that I need to learn.
但里面的引导就是说，这个在那时候已经在美国了，在学校里面呢，有一个团体叫做学员，就是 Campus Crusade， 他们很会讲。
And at that time I was in the United States, there was a group called Campus Crusade. They seem to know how to preach the gospel.
你可以向他们学。
And then the leading insiders, you could learn from them.
那我对于 Campus Crusade 我有意见。
And actually, I have some prejudice against the Campus Crusade.
第一点，我发觉他们说。 这个啊，首先呢，他们比你清楚。
First of all, they are more clear than you.
第二呢，他们比你有胆。
The second, they are brave, more brave than you.
所以呢，我就去了。
So I went.
我去，我就去到学校里面找到那些 campus crusade 里面的同工。
So I went to the school, to the coworkers of campus crusade.
他们啊，塞给我一个同工来教我。
So they sent a coworker to teach me.
那个时候我大概已经二十六七岁。
I was about 26, 27.
那个同工十九岁。
And that coworker was only 19.
并且教的时候啊，像小孩子一样，我坐这边，他坐那边。
And the way he teaches, like teaching a child, I sit on one side, he sits on the other side.
啊，我是一个悟道者，他来讲话。
I was like a gospel friend, and he would preach, and then I was supposed to preach, and he was supposed to act like a gospel friend.
整个的过程，我真的是不喜欢。
I did not like the whole process at all.
但是在整个的过程当中，我的确是学了一些东西。
But in the process, I learned something.
是针对到我自己的缺陷。
And that has to do with my own defect.
这段时间过去之后，我发觉啊，我从来没有真的用福音势力来传福音。
And I find later I never really used the gospel of four laws.
Four spiritual laws.
Four spiritual laws to preach gospel.
我也没有用他们教我的那一套东西来跟人家传教。
And also I did not use the way that he taught me.Actually, preach the gospel.
但是这件事情我深深知道是神的手。
But I do know that in this matter there was the hand of the Lord.
神借着这件事情，他对付了我的一些缺陷。
And God has dealt with my shortcomings in this matter.
也因着这件事情，我愿意主的恩典让我顺服下来，降为自己承认自己没有。
And also, I learned to humble myself to admit that I have nothing.
神借着我这个降卑，愿意承认自己没有，他把一些东西加给我。
And God then gave me something through my willingness to humble myself to admit that I have nothing.
经过这次的对付，神，我们的主，他对付了第一点。当我跟人家讲的时候，我就是只顾自己，不顾别人懂。
So, yeah, through this whole process, the God has dealt with me one thing. That in the past, when I preached the gospel, I only care what I say. I don't really care whether it's understood by others or not.
我非常兴奋，讲我的见证，解释这个福音，讲了一大堆东西。但是我的心不在对方，在想说他到底对他有没有帮助，到底他听得清不清楚。
I was very zealous in talking about my own testimony and the truth of the gospel, but I did not pay attention to this matter, whether he understood it or not.
有的时候，啊，对方问问题。
And sometimes this gospel friend would ask me a question.
问题还没问完，我就开始回答。
Before the question is over, I start to answer.
好像我里面有一个冲动，我要讲。
As there is an impulse in me to say something.
好像讲我里面有冲动，我要服侍神。
And I have an impulse to serve God.
但是我讲的事实上呢，重点都在自己，没有在对方。
But the emphasis, the point of view was on me, not on the other.
我现在回想啊，
到这个我们听家用交通所比的很多话。
I heard this morning that Brother Steve Kong mentioned that Peter was talking to him.
所以神就打岔他。
So God interrupted him.
我们也听到弟兄们有交通道。
We also heard brothers fellowship.
我们现在很多属主的人有两个极端。
And we people of God seems to belong to two extremes.
一个就是有时候非常的热心。
One is very zealous.
或者有时候非常灰心，或者非常懒惰。
On the other side, we could be also very, very discouraged and very lazy.
我现在要讲一些是关于我曾经很对主很热心。
Once I was zealous to the Lord,
就总是觉得自己学了一些东西。
I always felt that I have learned something.
可能不像实际说要把什么都告诉人。我还是想发表一下我所懂
的。And although I did not have the desire to tell other people everything, but I still have the desire to let other people know that I know something.
但神在我身上做一件事，每一次都打岔。
But God has done something to me, and every time when I do this, God interrupted.
那个大概是十多年前的事情了。
It's about more than 10 years ago.
我在一个教会里面，一个团契里面有点。
And I was, I have some service in some fellowship.
那时候开始有新的追求主的对主，似乎有点自以为有点认识了。
I had the desire to pursue the Lord, and also I thought to myself that I know the Lord somehow.
刚好那一年这个团契里面这个上一批的负责的人要离开。
And that year, some responsible brothers in that fellowship were about to leave.
So 他们有人来找我说，哎，明年你要不要这个做主席啊？
So somebody asked me that the next year, would you be willing to take the chairmanship?
那时候很年轻啊，这个觉得哇，做主席啊，这个好，我就可以把我学的好好跟大家讲。
So I thought at that time I was young. I thought that now being a chairman, I could tell everybody else what I have learned.
满脑袋的计划这一年要怎么安排
？I have a lot of plans for that whole year.
我们在那个团契里面，你要出来做同工服侍的话，是要经过选举的。
But in that fellowship, if you want to be a co-worker, you have to be elected.
所以啊，不是那个找你的人你就可以啊，只要经过大家选举。
So not only the person who approach you, he has to agree, but other people have to agree too by election.
我那时候是对自己充满信心的，不选我选谁嘛
？I have full confidence in me that if you don't choose me, there's nobody else you will choose.
所以啊，那时候很多也有一些人就愿意要来服侍。所以啊，很多人在他们单子里面很多名字。
There are other brothers and sisters who want to serve. Therefore, on that sheet of names, there are many names.
好了，那天选举过了。
And after the election,
这个我就坐在那里等着人家宣布，对不对
？I was sitting there waiting, waiting for the result of the election.
我等了好久，怎么什么都没宣布？
I waited long and there was no announcement.
后来你知道我们团契那时候还是有导师的。
And at that time the fellowship had some advisor.
后来那个导师来找我吧。
The advisor came to me.
他说啊，这是就是因为他要选到的人跟参与的人太多了。
He said there are
被选的人名单很多，但是要选出来的人没有这么多。
There are many, many candidates, and there are only a few people that can be chosen.
他说呢，你跟某某人是同票。
Said you and the another person, you got the same ballot, same number.
他说你信主比较久。
Said you have been saved longer time.
你也比较老练,
and you are more mature.
如果, 那另外一个比较年轻,
and the other one is younger.
他说如果这次不选他, 他会非常受伤。 那因为你比较老练, 如果不选你呢, 你应该不会太受伤。
God's children,
can have oneness in the mind. and you put this skin on, the different skin on, but very soon the body will tell you that this skin is not mine.
他觉得还是很痛，这个免疫细胞呢，把这个皮把它去掉。
And then very soon there's the cells, there's white cells to reject this.
所以必须用自己的皮肤。
So you have to use your own skin.
那自己皮肤没这么搭配啊。 那个插灰的公司换来的公司加进来。
And then God actually used the affliction of this lovely authority regime to actually do something with his own people.
他做得很彻底。
And he did it thoroughly.
他把所有形的东西全给你拆了。
All these things of any form was torn apart, torn away.
我进去觉得说，我从心里面说，在大陆经过那个十年的文化大革命。
From my heart, I can say that through the 10 years of the Cultural Revolution in mainland China,
我觉得它是说神所使用的一个工具。
And I really think that was a vehicle that God used.
所以我的心里面的确没有对他们有仇恨。
And in my heart, I really do not have hatred toward them.
就是那些红小兵啊，那个样子，我在他的战争底下劳动，但是我对他，我觉得很可爱。
And these little red guards, although they actually forced me into forced labor, I actually thought them to be very lovely.
那个时候啊，他简直只要你是信耶稣的，管你什么派什么东西，一律打。
And at that time, as long as you believe in Jesus, no matter what denomination you belong, they will strike you anyway.
他不管你是属灵派的，是什么什么派的，什么什么的什么东西，你信耶稣吗？好，打。
Now, they don't care what denomination you belong, as long as you believe in Jesus, then they will strike you. They will beat you.
打到你一个什么程度呢？
Now, to what extent?
打到那些假的都暴露出来。
To the extent that all these false things will be exposed.
真的呢，就是说你还信不信？
Now, the real things, then they will say, do you believe it?
你如果还信。
If you still believe it.
那么去打。
Then I will beat you.
你如果我还信。
If you still believe.
这些人啊，以后见面的时候却不是
Earth will be filled with your glory. You are undying to see the best. Lord, have mercy on your people.